I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Can an entire city run out of water? Well, it appears the answer to that question is yes. We're looking at an emergency situation taking place in South Africa. Now, you can be part of the solution. Plus, well, you can't really set realistic goals until you have all the facts. That's especially true for groups looking to reach those with the gospel who've never heard about Jesus before. That story in about 3 minutes. But first, Cape Town is inching closer to day zero. In less than 3 months, officials say the major city in South Africa is going to run out of water. And if so, Cape Town will be one of the only cities in the modern world to dry out. Donnie Dupreez with Transworld Radio shares.
If day zero comes, I think it will be praying for the people of Cape Town to really know how to handle the situation. People in Cape Town are not used to fetch water. There will be 200 water points set up in Cape Town. For people to collect, the minimum water per person will be 25 litres.
Hospitals, schools, and other critical facilities would still get piped water after day zero, but the amount would be dramatically reduced.
I think the other big concern is where it could be possible that riots could break out for people not able to handle the pressure and the situation.
So on March 24th, believers in Cape Town are gathering for a massive prayer event called It's Time. And they'll be praying for the state of their nation, their city, and specifically asking God to send rain.
If the body of Christ worldwide can start praying for patience, for endurance, perseverance in those situations, and that the Lord will really help the people to be mature in their behavior, I think that will be crucial.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Next, Bethany Christian Services recently appointed their fifth president, Chris Pawlowski. For the last 20 years, he served with ministries all over the globe helping vulnerable children. And now, he's excited to serve with Bethany.
There's a lot of organizations out there that work with kids for the well-being of children, but faith. Faith is also very important to me. And Bethany has a tradition of leaders and an organization that faith is the foundation of it.
With all that's happening around the world, including the refugee crises and conflicts, Pawlowski says there are many challenges ahead. But he says Bethany has a strong foundation that turns these challenges into opportunities.
I believe that God has put us all here for a purpose. And I have faith that God is good. And God is using ministries like Bethany to reach the world's most vulnerable. So again, could be in a place like Ethiopia working with South Sudanese refugees, or it could be in southern LA working with kids who have been through a really difficult time. But I have faith that God is guiding us. I have faith that God is with us, and I have faith that God is working the way out for our vision and our future.
So as he steers the ministry forward, he's asking us to pray for wisdom and guidance in the days ahead. And getting statistics on the deaf community is like nailing jello to a tree. That's what J.R. Bucklew with Deaf Bible Society says. And when Deaf Bible began a few years ago, there weren't great stats available on how many deaf people or sign languages there are in the world. A lot of countries don't even recognize sign language as official language. And some sources identified around 200 sign languages, and others said 400 or even 800. So Deaf Bible set out to nail jello to the tree.
About a year ago, Deaf Bible Society commissioned a team of people, and we said, look, we know that this isn't going to be the final number, but get us as close as you can. What sign languages are out there?
The team with Deaf Bible discovered 382 sign languages. When they took out the languages that are dying out, they were left with 355 vital sign languages that need the Word of God.
We're able to say, okay, if we're going to have translation in all 355 sign languages by 2033, what is it going to take? How many people is it going to take? How much money is it going to take? How much collaboration is it going to take? Now we can actually count the cost, because now we actually have real data for what we want to build and where we feel like the Lord is taking us.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network. Let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.